Broadcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, the Smart Cities Podcast is the only podcast dedicated to all things smart cities. The podcast is the creation of ARC Advisory Group's Smart City Practice. ARC advises leading companies, municipalities, and governments on technology trends and market dynamics that affect their business and quality of life in their cities. To engage further, please like and share our podcast or reach out directly on Twitter at Smart City Viewpoints or on our website at www.arcweb.com/industries/smart-cities.
Hello, this is Rick Riss from ARC. I'd like to introduce today Stefan Krobah. He is the CEO and founder of Emisint. And let's start out by asking, can you provide the audience an overview of Emisint and your flagship technology, HoverMap?
Yeah, sure. Hi, Rick. Great to be here and given an opportunity to talk a bit about the company and what we do. So Emisint is a robotics, autonomy, and data analytics company. We're headquartered in Brisbane in Australia. And the problem we're solving is helping to collect data in very challenging areas for asset inspection and maintenance. And using autonomy solutions to do that. And maybe just before I talk about HoverMap, I'll explain some of the existing challenges we've encountered in data capture in some of these environments. So there are a couple of different ways that people have been using LiDAR, for example, to capture data. Traditionally, LiDAR based on a tripod, which you'd sort of move around an environment, taking independent scans, and then need to combine those all together. So doing tripod-based scanning can take a long time. Sometimes it's very difficult to access areas to sort of get in there and place the tripod. And also it's quite hard to get complete coverage. So there's often missing data in the scans. Recently there's been advances in SLAM, simultaneous localization and mapping. And there are a couple of SLAM-based solutions which allow you to do LiDAR mapping while moving. So you don't have to sort of set up a tripod. But on the drone side of things, SLAM can be used, but you still need an expert pilot to sort of fly the drone around. And those drone-mounted SLAM systems can't be carried around any other way. So there's been sort of limitations in SLAM-based mapping. We've also seen some limitations in drones and the use of drones. Obviously, they use quite extensively for many applications, but typical drones don't have high levels of autonomy, so they can't be flown in challenging areas where there's no GPS or sort of complex environments. So HoverMap is our sort of product which tries to address those problems and solve them by doing SLAM-based mapping on a drone and also using the LiDAR data in real time to provide autonomy for the drone. So providing collision avoidance and the ability to fly the drone into these very challenging GPS-denied environments beyond line of sight and do sort of autonomous navigation.
All right, so you have a drone with LiDAR. How does HoverMap fit into that? Is HoverMap the software behind this?
No, so HoverMap's actually a payload which is carried by the drone. So it's something which you mount onto an existing drone. We don't build the drone. We work with third-party drone providers. And HoverMap is a plug-and-play payload. Typically, like you usually sort of mount a camera onto the drone to do visual inspections. In our case, you mount this HoverMap, which is the LiDAR payload. Which includes all the onboard processing to provide flight autonomy for the drone. So it's actually all running onboard HoverMap, processing that LiDAR data and feeding control commands into the drone's autopilot to basically take over control of the flight and navigate. And then that same device can be taken off the drone and used in different ways as well.
Oh, I see. That's a very formidable capability to be able to fly the drone and gather the data. But I'm also assuming that this could be placed on a DJI drone or a Boston Dynamics robot. Is it platform independent in the sense of the device it's put on?
Yeah, exactly. And that's sort of one of the key benefits of HoverMap. It has always been designed as a plug and play device that can be used in different ways. So we've talked about using it on drones. And for example, it's compatible with the DJI enterprise drones like the M300 and the M210. We've also made it compatible with The Acecore Zoe drone, which uses the Pixhawk autopilot. So that's something that's sort of built in Europe. But you can also take it off the drone and use it as a standalone SLAM-based scanning device. So you could walk around with it mounted on a backpack or mounted on a vehicle, where, as you mentioned, mounted on other robotic platforms like the Spot Mini from Boston Dynamics. And, you know, different ways of carrying the sensor to capture data in different environments. And then we can combine all that scan data together. So many of our customers use it both indoors and outdoors on the drone and off the drone.
So your drone, your HoverMap platform, it has LiDAR technology built in. It's not simply photometric and GPS and compass. How do you take advantage of the LiDAR in this sense?
Yeah, the LiDAR has a number of advantages, and we're using it for mapping and we're using it for autonomy. So if you just look at the mapping aspects, LiDAR in general has some advantages over photogrammetry. It's a direct measure. So you're actually sort of measuring a pulse of light in the time of flight. So it's a direct measure, not an inferred measure from like you do from photogrammetry. So In general, the results can be more accurate and precise from LiDAR versus photogrammetry. LiDAR can also sort of is much better at penetrating through vegetation. And so if you're flying above a forest or a canopy and you actually want to detect the ground to do sort of ground surveys, LiDAR can find its way through the foliage and actually detect the ground, and you can remove the vegetation in post-processing. Photogrammetry will basically allow you to just detect the top of the canopy, so it's very hard to sort of penetrate through to the ground. And also with photogrammetry, you have to fly in a very particular way to ensure that you've got enough images which overlap so that you can do the photogrammetric processing. With LiDAR, you don't have that requirement sort of for image overlap, so you can have a much more efficient flight to capture the data. Processing time is another big one as well. So, you know, processing LiDAR data and to generate a 3D output is significantly quicker than photogrammetry. And with our HoverMap solution, you know, it's around 1-to-1. So if you fly or capture data for 10 minutes, you process for around 10 minutes to get to a 3D output. And then, you know, that's sort of general benefits of LiDAR versus photogrammetry. Additional benefits from HoverMap is the way we use the LiDAR, we basically rotate it to give a full spherical field of view. So we're basically scanning in all directions at the same time, which means you don't need to care about, you know, which way your sensor is pointing. So it also simplifies the data capture aspect. You don't have to worry about, you know, getting image overlap for doing photogrammetry. And it's also a really good solution for complex 3D structures because of that spherical field of view. It's seeing in all directions all the time. So it's really great for mapping very complex structures like a cell phone tower or underneath the deck of a bridge, etc. And like I said, we're also using it for real-time autonomy. So, you know, there are other ways of doing collision avoidance using cameras, for example. But LiDAR has the benefit of being able to work in all lighting conditions. So even at night, you can use HoverMap for doing collision avoidance and keeping the drone safe. And also, again, because of that sort of spherical field of view, we can detect obstacles in all directions at any time, and even out to, you know, much longer ranges than you could with photogrammetry. So, you know, we've got 100 meter detection range, so we can detect the signs of obstacles very early on. And then, yeah, the accuracy of the data that's produced is, like I said, is better from a LiDAR perspective, and also we're able to detect very small obstacles, even wires down to sort of 1 or 2 millimeters. So those are some of the positives. I mean, there are always trade-offs. You know, LiDAR is typically a bit heavier than what you'd use if you're using cameras for doing obstacle avoidance. They can be lighter and use less power. So there's a bit of a trade-off. But, you know, for the applications that our customers are using HoverMap for, all those benefits that I mentioned certainly outweigh the cons of the power and weight.
So you've described some of the benefits of the autonomy, and basically that means, you know, you're able to process these LiDAR images in real time, determine the three-dimensional environment that the drone or robot or person is operating in, and feed that back to the navigation system. So I know one of your applications is underground caves, and can you use this LiDAR to navigate through dark underground caves?
Yeah, exactly. Caves and mining. So, I mean, my underground mining is probably our biggest market vertical that where HoverMap is used. And the key benefits in those environments and in others is, you know, number one is safety. With that collision avoidance, you can fly the drone, you know, around complex structures without being concerned about sort of flying into them. So you can actually adjust the minimum standoff distance in real time. So if you need to keep sort of say 5 meters away from a bit of infrastructure, you just set that safety distance, and it will keep the drone safe. Also, you know, obviously a big one is access to data in areas that are previously impossible. Because the autonomy allows the drone to fly and self-navigate beyond line of sight and beyond communication range while avoiding collisions, it allows mapping into areas that are just previously inaccessible. You know, areas of underground mines is a good example. But then there are many areas above ground, like underneath a bridge or, you know, in a downtown area in between buildings where it would typically be hard to fly a drone when you lose the GPS signal or you can't sort of maintain line of sight. So autonomy addresses those, and also repeatability of data capture. You know, when you're relying on a human to fly and fly around a cell phone tower or something to do inspection, every pilot is different, so the type of data they end up capturing can vary quite a bit. And if you're using that data and running it through some sort of machine learning and analytics to detect features in the imagery or the LiDAR, you know, variability in data makes it hard to do analytics. If you're relying on autonomy, you can get repeated or data captured in a repeated way, which means that it's better for the analytics engine as well. And then, you know, lastly is the ease of use. So with the autonomy, it makes the drone very easy and stable to fly even in those challenging environments. So you don't have to have an expert pilot or operator. You can get away with somebody that has sort of less skills and experience and still fly in those challenging environments.
Yeah, at ARC here, we have seen some of the visual representations of the 3D point cloud maps and the photography that you've been able to take. So it certainly seems like you have a very wide range of applications for a hover map. So it really extends the range of applications compared to traditional drone camera technology.
Yeah, definitely. You know, like I mentioned before, a big one is accessing data in areas that were impossible to access before. So we see our customers are kind of using HoverMap for three broad area or use cases. The one is surveys, so sort of mapping an area and then using that to take measurements and sort of do typical survey work. The other one is inspection, inspecting infrastructure. In some cases, they use the LiDAR data to inspect a structure and make sure there's sort of nothing missing or misaligned, but also with a separate inspection camera mounted on the drone, HoverMap allows you to fly that drone very safely and closely up to these structures to take inspection images. So it's you know, a lot of benefits in there in doing asset inspection. And then thirdly, it's used for capturing as-built to generate digital twins in a very fast and efficient way. So for example, you could fly around an oil and gas rig or a tower or, you know, use it indoors to map a building and very quickly generate an as-built, which can then be used for digital twinning. So yeah, as I'd mentioned in the mining space, for example, that's one of the main sort of markets that use HoverMap. And in the underground mining space, there are many, many use cases where HoverMap is used to go and scan areas, and then the data is used to calculate volumes or look for changes over time, look for signs of things going wrong in the underground environments. Indoor stockpiles to calculate volumes, and a sort of asset inspection. That's like I mentioned, flying around bridges or towers, oil and gas facilities.
So that certainly sounds like a wide range of industries. You know, we're talking about oil and gas platforms. I'm sure that you're talking about offshore wind turbines, you know, bridges, power lines, transmission lines, and then construction sites, you know, as you mentioned, the piles, and then the fact that you can go inside buildings and inside, unexplored spaces, in particular, going inside mines is one of your, I think, your unique capabilities. So it certainly seems like you have a wide range of applications.
Yeah, definitely. And I think we're fortunate that obviously there's big demand for this kind of technology as we see these markets moving more towards digitization of their assets, obviously a push towards digital twins and digital transformation. And I think, you know, COVID's just kind of accelerated that with many industries realizing the benefits of having digitized versions of their assets, allowing them to do remote operation or remote inspection work. So we're seeing sort of more and more demand for this kind of technology to help transform those industries and help them to become more sort of digitized.
So in the industrial and smart city worlds, you know, this is very much a cutting edge technology. But I can also understand that the FAA and other government agencies outside of the U.S. have certain restrictions here, regulatory restrictions. Can you give us some idea of why this is an advantage? I mean, it would seem to me if you're in mines and inside buildings, that those are outside of the jurisdiction of most regulatory agencies. And is there any other regulatory hurdles that you've had to overcome?
Yeah, in terms of the regulatory environment, obviously the FAA and there's similar bodies around the world do regulate the use of drones and for very good reasons. Obviously, they're trying to keep manned air traffic safe. And that does vary country to country. And in most cases, environments like underground mining are not covered by those regulatory bodies. In terms of, you know, flying above ground and using something like HoverMap for doing inspection and mapping, you know, obviously anybody using a drone needs to abide by the regulations within their country. So, and that usually involves, operating within line of sight so you can see the drone. In many cases, you can get exemptions to fly beyond line of sight or use extended line of sight. So there's nothing particularly sort of restricting the use of a HoverMap type device versus sort of any other drone type of device or drone. You've got to sort of abide by the regulations. I think, you know, what's some of the benefits of having that additional safety aspect with the collision avoidance can certainly help with the regulations as well. And I think this is going to become a standard requirement going forward, you know, being able to prove that you can fly safely around complex structures without any risk of collision. So I think having built-in autonomy and collision avoidance capability is only going to help with, enabling flight into areas that are currently not possible or sort of hard to get permissions for.
Very insightful explanation of this emerging technology. We really appreciate the efforts that your company Emisent has brought to the technological landscape of drones, LiDAR, imaging, and all the applications that it can entail. Thank you.
Thanks, Rick. No, it's a really exciting space to be working in, and looking forward to seeing how things evolve.
Broadcasting from Boston, Massachusetts, the Smart Cities Podcast is the only podcast dedicated to all things smart cities. The podcast is the creation of ARC Advisory Group's Smart City Practice. ARC advises leading companies, municipalities, and governments on technology trends and market dynamics that affect their business and quality of life in their cities. To engage further, please like and share our podcast or reach out directly on Twitter at Smart City Viewpoints or on our website at www.arcweb.com/industries/smart-cities.